This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Respect the text.
The Royals suck. Season's over. Bring on the Chiefs. 9 hours ago.
Already, huh?
Yeah.
I told you, I think opening day in baseball is more like than opening day in football is right now, right? You got confidence in the Chiefs. Ugh. People are just waiting for the Royals to fall off that cliff. And they didn't play so great yesterday, so now everybody's falling off the cliff. And yep. Now with an off day today, the cliff will get even deeper, right?
And the Royals really botched that.
Which part of the game was that yesterday from Benny?
Oh, I can tell you.
Oh.
In comes the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball third. Runner's going to try to score. The runner at third, Blanco's caught in a rundown. And now they are able to tag him out. Now the runner to second is caught between second and third. And racing back towards second out there. And then they tag the runner who came back from first base. And the Royals really botched that.
So there's the play yesterday that had everybody in a frenzy. I was sitting next to Carrington at the game, and I think seven straight times Carrington just said, "What is Kyle Isbell doing?" As they had first and third, nobody out. And one play, It turned into a man at second with two outs, and your best player was on deck watching the entire time.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, season's not over, so we're not here to be that guy.
God,
but
no.
It's one game. They lost opening day last year to the Cleveland Guardians, ended up winning 86 games and going to the ALDS.
Yeah.
So it is obviously a long season, but there are things that were eye opening yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The three things that stick out to me watching that game, had a great time yesterday. Beautiful weather for once.
Well, it was a great opening day, first of all.
Fantastic.
Like you couldn't have scripted a better weather day for that. And that's kind of what everybody said, man. The weather's perfect. Everybody was excited. Everybody was in a good mood at the ballpark yesterday. Literally everybody. And that's rare to find everybody in a great mood. But yesterday delivered, man.
Till about 4:10.
Yeah.
And even still, that game went into 10 innings, and it was done in 2 hours and like 40 minutes.
Right.
It's just crazy. But, the three things I think that stick out yesterday, number one, the base running debacle, that just can't happen.
No.
You say that this team's a playoff team, you can't have those plays.
Can't have those plays,
because Blanco's your base running guy. If you're going to be the base running guy, you just keep running through.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to Cotrero's post-game press conference, And he's like, yeah, you know, Blanco's just got to keep going through and let him tag, because then when he does that, then that's when Isbell did his thing. Stay on second. Just stand on second. Then you'd have second and first, one out, and Bobby Witt Jr. coming up to the plate makes things a little bit more tense. Because, to be fair, Class A might be broken.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing yesterday, bro. Like, I was looking at it, and I'm like, they broke him in the postseason. And he came out. I'm glad you had that same take, too. Yeah.
Because if they would have won the game, if they'd have won the game, I was ready to say broken Class A.
Yeah.
But that sticks out. Angel Zerpa coming in that leverage situation, right? Reagan's got one more batter. He ended up walking him, and they brought in Zerpa and, you know, your lefty specialist. But again, like, I thought that's where we might see Lucas Irsaig. Obviously, I knew we weren't because the bullpen was right to my right, and I could see Zerpa warming up as he was going to be the next guy in. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Angel Zerpa, lefty-lefty matchup, and home run. Two-run shot. All of a sudden, you're staring down the barrel of a one-run deficit. And then the other thing is I don't know how much more I need to see of Hunter Renfroe and Wright.
Yeah.
Because everybody said, Dusty, you're a fanboy of Caglione. I think a rookie could have played better in right field than Hunter Renfroe.
Well, the problem, you know, with Hunter Renfroe is that salary, Dusty. I mean, they went out and they got rid of Brent Rooker a couple of off seasons ago. And that's going to go down as a pretty big mistake, I think, because now I've seen people talk about him being potentially the MVP this year of the American League. And he's been great since he's been in Sacramento, Oakland, Las Vegas, wherever they are at this point in time, right out there in Oakland. That was a big loss for the Royals. And so in order to cover for that loss, they went out and spent money on Hunter Renfroe to the tune of like $15 million. That's a bad contract. I mean, there's no question about it, but it was something that you had to do to go out there. But this is a fixed cost now, right? It's like you've already spent this money. And I understand this money is already spent, but don't let that money prevent you from doing things that can make your ball club better. And I don't think that they will, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they'll get to that point. I think right now we need to understand, and I think we said this pretty succinctly yesterday, before the season. I think, MJ's on a short leash. Clearly yesterday, pinch hit for him in the middle of the game yesterday, which it's not lefty versus lefty. That was like, we don't have any confidence in you, at least in my opinion anyway. If you have confidence in a guy, you let him hit whether it's a lefty or a righty. Right, you get up there and you do your thing, because it's funny, if a lefty start in a game, a lot of times lefties are in the lineup, but then a lefty reliever comes in and they're like, oh, lefties can't hit a lefty and all that. Now you either play or you don't. You either have the confidence of the coaching staff or you don't, and I don't think MJ does. I don't know how much the entire outfield now has the confidence of a lot of people right now, because I think the entire outfield showed yesterday there's work that needs to be done out there, right? And it's only one game, but these are the little things you start to look at and start to wonder, are they going to become big things, right? Hunter Renfroe yesterday was not great. Kyle Isbell, not great. MJ, not great. So you need to start to look around and start to consider maybe shorter leashes than maybe we thought. But again, it's still just one game, and the season isn't over, but it's one game that's magnified, and everybody's paying attention yesterday, whether you're a diehard Royals fan or a casual Royals fan or just somebody who lives in Kansas City. You were focused on it yesterday. Like, I was driving home yesterday, talked to one of my neighbors about it, talked to a couple of people at the kids' soccer game about it. Like, everybody was kind of dialed into what they were doing yesterday. You had a chance to make that first impression, and the first impression wasn't great. There's 161 other impressions where they can turn this around and still be just fine.
Yeah, I mean, we have one game to dive into, and it's the first game of the season, so you can be, you know, either hyperbolic or you can be, you know, concerned with what you saw yesterday. But, you know, look, there's a ball that goes down the right field line, and Hunter Renfroe plays it atrociously, leads to a triple. There's two plays in the outfield that are throws into the home plate. They were way up the line, double hopped. The arm looks completely gone. Lost at the plate as well, and like that's where, like, you know, I go back and I'm like, you know, I thought it was funny when you texted Mac and I yesterday, you're like, the clock starts now for Cags.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, I think it started in like maybe earlier than that. It might have started like mid-February. Mm-hmm. But again, like people say, well, I don't know if he can play right field. What I saw in right field yesterday was just abysmal. The throws weren't down the line. I mean, it was too hopped. It was up the line. There was never really a chance to get anybody. There's no threat. As soon as that ball was there, my eyes went straight to the third base bag, and anybody who was on third base, Bo Naylor, Jackenzie, Noel, whoever it was going to tag and go because they know what's in right field.
Right.
There's just so much more that I think that Caglione could bring at 22 and never played in the big leagues, because it looked like the guy who was in his 30s never played in the big leagues. The Zerpa thing, I was hoping we'd see Lucas Hirsig there because I think, you know, hey, to me, that was a high leverage situation.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting into the nitty gritty of the game, the bulk of the mid innings. I think Cole Reagans ended up throwing, what, five innings? Was it five? Was it, he got pulled in the top of the sixth. He got one batter and they pulled him out. I get it. 83 pitches. People are concerned. It's opening day. They never really go over 90 in their first couple of starts. Then once they get into like June, then it's like, okay, now you might see the 100 pitch inning or the 100 pitch outings and stuff like that. But look, if we're going to bring the same energy with spring training stats don't matter, then I don't want to hear that Angel Zerpa had a great spring because Caglione had a great spring. It doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. Zerpa looked like 24 Zerpa. He came in, he had a moment, and it was a lefty-lefty matchup, and that guy that looks like Kramer Sansone hit a home run to right field, and it was, like, depleting. And then all of a sudden, it was like, okay, here we go. First and third, you got a stolen base from Blanco. You got, you know, Isbell on first. They get to first and they get to second and third. Nobody at first and third, nobody out. And then there's that base-running debacle, and it's like, why does this always seem to be Kansas City Royals baseball? So, I mean, I think, yes, opening day is such a great day. It's so much filled with excitement. They had the biggest crowd since 2017. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the sellout was there and everything was great. And then all of a sudden, it's like everybody leaves. It's like, oh, same old Royals.
Yeah, but
look, they lost that game last year to the same team. They won 86 games. I still think this team wins 87 to 89 games this season. I'm not going to shy away from that. I'm not going to let one game do it. But you get to have concerns because we haven't got to talk about baseball, an actual real game of baseball, until yesterday. And yesterday, the three things that stuck out were Zerpa, Renfro, and Isbell.
Yeah, and for me, I look at like, okay, what can we take from this game that is not like panic mode at the disco at this point in time because it is one game in. But certain things that you look at and you go, okay, that was concerning yesterday. Number one, the base running, as we talked about. Those are the little things. You're not going to out hit people. You're not going to out slug people. You're not going to out homer people in a market like Kansas City. So you have to do the little things correct. That's why they won a lot of games last year, because they did those little things, right? The base running was abysmal yesterday. I didn't think they were great on defense yesterday either. Bobby Witt included. Like, I just didn't think they were sharp. They were crisp. They were clean on the defensive side of things. They made a lot of, you know, gains last year because they were solid and clean and crisp on the defensive side. And then the bullpen yesterday, as we talked about, not exactly the best. Long in the 10th inning was abysmal as well. And so I just think right now, some of those little things that you look at, you say, okay, they're little things right now. Let's not allow them to become big things. And Cole Reagans yesterday, he was just a guy yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just a guy yesterday. He wasn't anything special yesterday. And we need him to be that special pitcher, right? We need him to be that Cy Young Award winning candidate. Otherwise, we're not going to get the results that we want this year. And so you have one game in, a lot of bad taste in the mouth for a lot of people, but that's the way opening day works every year, regardless of what kind of season it is, regardless of what city you're in, regardless of what team you root for. You look at opening day as a major milestone in the season, and now they take a deep breath. They have today off. They'll play over the weekend, probably take 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. We'll be sitting here 2-1 on Monday morning, and everybody will be very happy, you know, with where this ball club is and what they're going to do. And so now you just got to, you know, you hit the reset button today. All right, all that's behind us, all that pomp and circumstance, that amazing long reception line that everybody had to run through yesterday where you come out of the tunnel, you turn right, then you got to go all the way back left and shake everybody's hand. I didn't realize they had 17 pitching specialists on the team and all that kind of stuff.
Great job to
have. Yeah, I get whatever that does. And so you had the receiving line and all that kind of stuff yesterday, all the pomp, the circumstance, all of that. You got off to Vinny Pasquantino was fantastic yesterday, MVP candidate right now, the number one MVP candidate in Major League Baseball has to be Vinny Pasquantino at this point in time. See, that was a good thing yesterday. It was great to see Salvi yesterday. It was great to be at the ballpark yesterday, see that 600-pound flag and all the bunting and a stale pretzel. But other way, hey, it was just a fantastic afternoon at the ballpark, except for the result on the field. And they got 161 other ones to get this thing back.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch. And the season's over.
All right, coming up on the other side, we'll get into our overreactions. And has the clock already started? You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I think we're going to have to burn some sage. I think I'm a curse.
Is that what people want? They want me to bring in the sage? Are we going to sage again?
Well, we got a joke from the text after the 913. Dusty, stop attending big KC sporting events.
Yeah, Super You're Bowl on opening us. Day. You suck, yeah. Dusty. Yeah, it's all Dusty's fault.
It is, dude. I take full blame. I'll be your fall guy.
It was Dusty's fault the Chiefs, you know, looked like that in the Super Bowl.
100%.
Dusty's fault that Hunter Renfrow played yesterday.
Dusty's fault that Hunter Dickinson sucks.
Yeah, that is true. But you didn't attend that game.
Dusty's fault that, you know, Caleb Grill couldn't hit a three you know, February 1st.
What is the deal with the name Hunter in this town? Hunter Dickinson, Hunter Renfrow, Hunter Dozier.
Start, bench, cut.
Well, let's do it real fast. You can weigh in on the text line. Start, bench, cut Hunters in this town. Dozier, Renfrow, Hunter Dickinson. I think I'm cutting Hunter Dickinson. I've never seen an athlete in this town be so just destroyed by people like Hunter Dickinson.
Give it a couple more games in right field.
Maybe.
We saw what happened to Dozier.
Yeah.
That guy had a sandwich, and then even the restaurant was like, goodbye.
Like he was gone. Yeah, fast. But so
Joe Randa's still around?
He's around somewhere, I think. Yeah,
we'll have
he's
an average Joe.
Hey, I'd take Joe Randa any day of the week at third base.
Son's our producer.
I know. It looks just like him. But Joe was great. Joe was the perfect, you know, type of player. He was a good player, but he didn't need to be a star player. But you could count on him to get like a really just a good baseball player. Right?
I mean, I had a great day yesterday. I hit a home run in my first at bat at Yankee Stadium.
You did? How about that? I saw that.
How about that?
And how about that yesterday? Speaking of overreactions, like first home run leading off a game by a catcher since 1900 in Major League Baseball. That's older than me, for God's sakes. I mean, 1900. We're talking 125 years since the last time a catcher led off opening day with a home run, man. How wild was that? Mm. And then you had, you know, there was another one yesterday. The dude hitting his sixth opening day
Tyler
home run.
O'Neal.
Oh, my God. Six straight opening days with a homer.
Just follow Big Cat, man. He'll tell you where to bet. He put a ton of money on it, and it hit six straight.
Isn't that crazy?
Some guys are just, you know, some guys are like that, man. Yeah. It's just weird how that works, right?
And they opened in Canada, and he's a Canadian, so he got the opportunity to do that up there, which is kind of cool.
Could have been a Royal.
Yeah, could have been a Royal. So are we writing off the Blue Jays at this point in time, too, after they got their
clock
cleaned? Somebody
in the text line said, can we just play the Blue Jays on opening day every year?
Every year. Let's go. Toronto.
You don't want to play the White Sox. They're going to win the Central.
White Sox are on pace to be 162-0 at this point
they
in time.
Won, they won 8-1.
8-1 yesterday.
Although I thought it was cool in their locker room. They got Volpe. Their whatever his name is, what's their manager's name?
Oh, sure. Will Venable.
Venable. They soaked him in like water and champagne for his first win as a manager.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because he's only going to get 40 more of those.
There's not any more. You better enjoy them while they come.
No doubt. So
you play Anaheim on your opener. Anaheim versus Chicago. Boy, you talk about the lead weight right there, right?
And Mike Trout's already hurt.
And Trout's hurt. Yeah.
I don't know if he's hurt like for a while, but or for any time. But I know he got hit right in the hand. This is how you know you have bad luck. They put him in bubble wrap. They put his hands all padded and everything.
But you still saw their City Connect uniforms are bubble wrapped this year.
No, they're butt wrapped because they're the Angels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Cannabis. literally on the television.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I get it. It's opening day. Everybody's, you know, so excited. You were up 3-0. Vinny hits a home run.
I sent the game over text to 3-0 when Vinny hit that home run. Who wasn't feeling it at that time, right?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was jacked up. I mean, we're high-fiving everybody. Everybody's having a good time.
Maloney spilling beer all over everybody yesterday. Rob, I hope you made it home safe, my man. I sent an I love you text and didn't hear back last night. So I'm just, you know, I'm hoping you're okay. I guarantee you Rob Maloney fell asleep. Yeah. This guy, you want to talk about great court holders of the world. This gentleman was holding some serious court yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, Dusty, when's the last time KC game you attended that we won?
AFC championship game? Did you go? You didn't go to that one.
Nope.
Did you go to the divisional play? Nope. Didn't go to that one. Well, you went to the playoff games here.
I went to the playoff games because I had to. But lost to the Yankees at home. Yeah. They got beat.
You haven't been to a winning game in a long time.
Maybe I just need to keep my ass at home.
Oh, my God. I think Dusty.
I go play golf with my friend Mike. He plays terrible when I'm with him. When I'm not with him, he plays great. Like,
you ever watch,
I have a problem.
You ever watched the movie A Bronx Tale?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Mac, have you ever seen? No, of course not. I shouldn't say that. I don't watch movies myself. But this is an all-time classic. Go and watch it this weekend with a young Robert De Niro, Bobby D, they call him. It's a great mob movie. But there's this one guy, and I think his name is like Mumbles or something or whatever. whatever. And the guy is just a total oaf. And every time he's around, people get their ass, you know, kicked, mm-hmm. right? They lose money. Mm-hmm. The craps games go bad. And they stick this guy in a closet. They make him sit in the closet anytime gambling's going on. That's going to be for you. Okay? Yes. We're going to put you in a closet, not let you out until these teams start winning.
From the 816, it's Dusty's fault. We thought it would be fine without getting an outfield bat. Start, bench, cut, Dusty, cut him. Just cut kidding, him, Billy. Yeah. We love you.
Yeah. No,
yeah, no, it's fine. I'll lean into it. Hey, if I'm bad luck, just text in all day. 913-586-7965. When's the next sporting event I should be able to go to? Because Mac and I are going to be at Hollywood Casino tonight for the Royals, and you'll be there for the Royals.
I don't know
if Mac's going to sit down at the blackjack table with me.
Well, I'm not. I got cleaned out in Las Vegas last weekend, so my gambling funds are done at this point in time.
Till next year.
Yeah, till next. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, like.
That's or Andy Reid, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, well, that I'm talking at the tables is what I'm talking about. You know, I got my clock cleaned out there in Las Vegas.
You're like but Clark everybody Griswold does.
Yeah,
Vegas Vacation.
It's pretty much that way, yeah.
What can I do with $5?
Yeah.
Buy a bullet and rent a gun? Changing 500.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it was for me. You guys go up to bed. I'm gonna sit at the table here for a minute. Literally a minute. Done. We're going to put you in a closet like I think his name is Mumbles or whatever it was on a Bronx Tale, and that was perfectly awesome. But, yeah, you haven't been to a winning sporting event in a while, right?
Yeah, that's
going to be. It's not Dusty's fault.
Beneficial for me. Yeah. I guess I'll save some money.
Save some dough.
So Dusty is the next bad luck Chuck.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. Dusty, way to go. But we'll take your opening day overreactions too on the text line, because we were texting them back and forth, and it's fun. I mean, I'll just read one of the texts that I got from a buddy of mine yesterday who is a chronic overreactor with everything. Like, this guy overreacts to life at
times.
Is he
the one that just texted and says Missouri is bad luck? That's why they need to move to Kansas.
119th and all.
Yeah,
see you there
Mac,
in a few
just
years.
Go to the station's website and say, should this guy be allowed to go to any more Kansas City sporting events? Yes or no? And put my face on.
Have
full permission.
Put the Twitter poll up. Should this guy be, and use this picture up here where he's looking sideways.
Where I'm 400 pounds, hitting you with the blue steel.
So here's the text I get yesterday at 5:58 p.m., 12 hours ago.
Oh, wow.
Knee-jerk reactions. I'm like, all right, here we go. MJ, Isbell, and Renfro don't belong. The bullpen stinks, and we're lucky to be 500 this year.
Okay. Relax, as Drew Nixon would say.
I mean, so that was one of the text messages that I received yesterday.
From the 816, Dusty's only allowed to go to the Pro Bowl.
Here's a good one right now. Is it me, or does Isbell look overmatched every at-bat? I said he looked overmatched in a lot yesterday.
Double yesterday.
The response was, they need anything better. I'll take Paulo Orlando right now.
Paulo. What did Rex Hudler call him?
Find the Rex Hudler audio. I think actually I have that somewhere. Yeah. Let me see here. Orlando.
Golly. But no, I hope you had fun yesterday for everybody that went to the game. It's still, it's awesome. It's always a good time to go to opening day and have fun and hear the crack of the bat and the smells and watch Vinny Pasquantino hit a 3-run home run, and then it just completely got dissipated.
That Vinny home run was awesome too, man.
It just kept going.
So the trick is for all the fans who scream every time there's a fly ball, right? Here's what I'm going to tell you to do, and this isn't anything new, I don't think. Watch the outfielders, right? Just watch the outfielders. That's when you know if it's going to be a home run, you know if it's going to be a fly ball. You watch the outfielders. If they're like in position to make the play, then it's not a home run. But if they're drifting like the dude in right field was yesterday when he just ran out of room, that ball just kept going and I didn't think it was gone at first, right? And then I'm watching the outfielder in right field because that's kind of where I was standing yesterday, and the guy's drifting back. I'm like, oh, this is gonna go, this is gonna go, oh, this is gone. And it was like halfway through the bullpen too. I mean, that was a hell of a shot by Vinny Pasquantino. I look, Vinny needs to stay healthy this year, man. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. is your Patrick Mahomes, and there's no argument about that. But Vinny Pasquantino is your Travis Kelce. Mm. And you need both of those guys to be going in this lineup for this team to have that success. And to see Vinny coming off that brief injury that he had and the only DH in yesterday, and sometimes that has an effect on people. He was great yesterday. Vinny Pasquantino should be everybody's favorite player after Bobby Witt, man. That guy is really, really good.
Is it an overreaction that you should just let him DH more often than play first?
No, I don't think that's an overreaction.
I mean, I know you're going to have Kevin Biggio out there, but you could have Caglione there, or you could have him in right field. You could have him in left field. Paul Orlando is the base running coach for Team Brazil for the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, that's right. He is. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Paul was great, man.
Yeah, we that love dude was Paul
like
Orlando.
A, that dude was like a giraffe with speed.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
His hips went all the way to like his sternum. That's how long his legs were.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
Yeah, we got to find that Rex Hudler cut, Mac, about Paul
probably
Orlando.
Probably got completely deleted from our system when we lost everything.
Probably. That the was third
like,
time?
Yeah. What would that been, like 2013?
Well, 14, 15, yeah. Somewhere in that realm, yeah. Was he on the 15? I don't think he was on the 15 team, but he was definitely on the 14 team.
Was 14 like Alex Rios and all those guys? And
Rios was 15.
Rios is 15. Nori Aoki was 14. Because he got hit in the CODs.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got,
on a fly ball in Toronto.
Yeah.
one of the best videos I've ever seen.
It was fantastic. But your opening day, you know, kind of reactions, you know, has Reagan's lost his stuff, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's a reaction that everybody's having yesterday, right? As Cole Reagan, because he was just a guy yesterday, nothing spectacular yesterday. Vinny Pasquantino, we kind of talked about. Renfro, we talked about. Melendez, we kind of talked about. Top five bullpen, Vern told us yesterday. Didn't look like a top five bullpen yesterday, but that bullpen has to be good, right? Like, those are the little things, again, with this organization that you have to be good at. It is those little things. And that was, to me, again, the concerning point yesterday. It's like the little things weren't great yesterday.
And I think Hunter Harvey has to change his name. You got to get rid of the
Hunter.
Yeah. Just go by, like, you know, Harvey Two-Face. Yeah. You know, go by something different
Steve
than that, man.
Harvey.
Yeah.
It's good to see him look good, though.
Who'd have thought that Hunter Fieri would have been the best Hunter right now? Oh, Dolly, I'm hot today.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, all these guys with the name Hunter, you got to go, man.
Yeah, there's a Hudler reference. But, yeah, no, I thought Harvey looked okay. I thought Erceg looked all right. And I thought Estevez looked good. That should be your bullpen.
Yeah.
Now, it's not ideal for them. But, yeah, Zerpa comes in. You know, obviously, we saw what happened there.
Immediately getting slapped.
First pitch. Home run.
Yep.
Now, that guy had a day at the plate that he gave it
for
up to.
For sure.
But again, like, that's a high leverage situation that's, you know, going to be remembered. And I don't think this game matters. But I think that as we did last year, missing the division by what? We lost the division by one game?
No.
Or it was more than that?
Yeah, it was more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
You had early losses in the season that you can go back to and you can be like, damn. If we don't want those two games, we'd be in a better position and we shouldn't have lost those games.
It's amazing how the early games truly stick out, because you can go back to May and June and go, boy, if we just won two games here. But people don't remember them. They remember the early games of the season because it's fresh, it's new, and people are excited. That's why we still talk about that Baltimore series last year, right? When the Royals went to Baltimore and they blew a couple of games with the bullpen, and was it Will Abbott or whoever it was in the bullpen, Will Smith or whatever, he said, I'm not the closer anymore, and took himself out of that role, and we all applauded him for that, right? Hey, congratulations, you realize, you know, you're Gilmesh.
Well, that's bigger than most people think.
I agree.
To have a guy wait for everybody to get out of the locker room and stick around and then go see your manager, be like, you know, hey, I ain't got it, man.
Yeah, I'm not pulling my weight today. So you had that in Baltimore last year, and people talked about that all year because it was early in the season. Once the season gets going and life happens and summer happens and things go this way and things go that way, people start to forget the minutiae of the day-to-day baseball kind of stuff, right? I get that. That's life. And the beginning of the season, though, is fresh in everybody's mind. There's no college basketball team for anybody to root for right now. There's really nothing else going on in the sports world. We're 27 days away from the draft. So this is top of mind. People remember the early games, and it's tough for people to forget those early memories and then have people kind of change their perception for you right now. And I think there's a lot of people yesterday in the outfield that have to change their perception. I just don't know if all three of them can do that.
6.5 games is what the text line's saying that we lost the division.
That was it. Yeah.
6.5?
Yeah.
And you blew like 4 saves in the first month of the season?
Yeah, it happens early. Yeah.
I think this team's going to be fine. I think they're going to win 87 to 89 games. I think they're going to be all right. I mean, Detroit played the Dodgers yesterday. You could have played them to start the season off.
Yeah.
But look, they could go out there and Lugo could stop the bleeding after one game and go out there and shove. And all of a sudden you win the next game on Saturday and then you win Sunday. You won the series. Now on Monday, we're going, this team might win the World Series.
Yeah, right.
You
know, like Lugo's got to be like the little league dad that he looked like yesterday when he was getting honored before the game. Like I looked at him, I go, that's a little league coach right there. Right.
Oh,
but that you got to be the dad of the rotation, be the adult in the room, be that veteran guy and say, all right, yesterday stunk. No doubt about it. But you know what? Tomorrow's not going to stink and we got this thing and we're going to handle this. And that's the thing with Q too. It's not like if this was Matheny yesterday, they'd be out running wind sprints this morning.
Geez.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it was a tough loss, I think, is the way it is. Like, if you lose that game 3-1 and Ramirez hits a 2-run shot in the third and you hit a solo shot from Bobby and it's 2-1, and then all of a sudden you lose the game 3-1, like, everyone's like, all right, you know, whatever. But it was like how they lost it. Like, you had the game in your hand.
Right.
Right. It was right there. You had first and third, nobody out, and your base running specialist in Blanco gets in a rundown, which causes Isbell to freak out at second, and then he gets out, and then you have a man at second and two outs with your best player at the plate. If Blanco just runs through, like Q had said in his press conference at the end of the game, then Isbell's just like, okay, I'm going to stay put, and then you have India and Isbell at first and second with Bobby Witt Jr. up with one out.
And then you got Vinny Pasquantino, you got Salvador Perez, right. you know, you got that kind of, you know, that heart of your lineup ready to rock and roll, and I think that's a good spot. But once you run out of the bases like that, you screw yourself.
Swing! And a miss. He got him with a slider, and Cade Smith makes quick work of the best threesome in the American League. Witt, Pasquantino, and Perez, and it's 4-3 Guardians.
So you left the best threesome in the American League, according to the Cleveland broadcast, standing there with the bat in their hand because you ran out of an inning. The best threesome in the American League, according to Tom Hamilton, who I think is the best in the business.
And the Royals really botched that.
They did.
Took one game to get us a Denny Sounder, and there it is.
Yeah, one game.
The Royals really botched that.
So, it is what it is.
Do you ever on X use the feature called Grok? G-R-O-K.
No. Is that where you ask it a question?
Yeah. So I was, out yesterday, killing time between the multiple soccer games yesterday. And so I'm like, I've never played around with this Grok thing, so I just figured, what the hell, right? So I asked the Grok how many wins they expect the Royals to get this year. What do you guys think Grok said? Now, Grok is AI, for those who don't know. Yeah. It generates all that kind of stuff, how right it is, who the hell knows. What do you think Grok said? This was after the game yesterday.
And the question was, again, what now?
I said, how many games will the Royals win this year?
And Grok said 85.
What 82. Do you think? You nailed it.
Really?
85? Yeah, 85. 85 wins, which is one less than a season ago.
Watch them play every
I know. You're never going to be able to. They got to win 10 in a row for you to be able to go to the ballpark, I think,
what's
right?
The Royals' record got to be before I can put my feet in Kauffman Stadium again? Is that the baseball bit? Dusty just can't go to games?
You can't go until the Royals are like 10 over 500 or something like that.
Damn it.
That could be a lot, though. I mean, 10 over 500, that's a lot. It is. I say 5 over 500.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we don't have like 14 wins through our first 20 games. 13 wins through our first 20 games.
Yankees? What are you, the Dodgers over there?
We're going to go 14-6.
I mean, if we don't go 13-7 to start the season,
I mean,
you know.
If the Chiefs don't start 12-0, I don't want to see you at Arrowhead.
I'm getting rid of a curse here, guys.
I mean, come on.
The 913 texts in. The Central Division is going to come down to the 6-9. Both Royals and Guardians are terrible. By the way, longtime Guards fan here. For the first time, I am scared of the Royals bullpen.
Yeah, it was one bad day.
Yeah.
It was. And that's the thing about baseball, is that like one play like what Zerpa did can just like, it's like a
gut
punch.
But that could derail
everything,
I mean, it's a gut, you know? Punch. That's where you got to be tough mentally, right? That baseball is such a mental game. And if you don't have that mental toughness, and if you don't have the ability to forget, you're screwed. You really are,
but
man.
Let's look at the positives, right? Vinny Pasquantino.
Yep.
The hamstring. Fine.
He was great. He's great. Amazing. He's fun.
The other thing is that team fought.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Classe, who finished second in the Cy Young Award last year, and they were absolutely all over him.
Yep.
Every first pitch, I think they swung at, and they were active.
Good scouting. That was good advanced scouting there.
Yeah,
swing.
The Royals lost. That was a good game, right? Sorry about your under. The other thing that you can look at is Lively wasn't supposed to pitch.
Right.
So everything that you had studied before that game on Bibee just out the window. And it's like, everybody get in the basement. Come on. It's almost like a tornado drill, right? It's like, get in here. We got to look at Lively now. And, you know, that's what you had to
Blake
do.
Blake was good yesterday,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, Blake Lively looked good.
But see, here's the thing, though. That guy should have looked good yesterday because the Royals weren't expecting him yesterday. That guy should have had an advantage yesterday because they were preparing up until, what, 10 a.m., 11 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, and they had done it the night before.
Right, yeah. Right? That's what I'm saying. Up until, they've been preparing basically for the last week to face Tanner Bibee, And then he gets the bubble guts and he's pooping all over the place or whatever it is and got food poisoning, which I wouldn't wish on anybody. The good news is it's 24 hours and it's done. It'll get out of the system. But now he pitches, what, Saturday, right? So now you've got to face Tanner Bibee again, which you were preparing for anyway. Mm-hmm. And then you get, oh, all of a sudden, here comes, you know, Blake Lively into the game yesterday. So that guy should have had the advantage. There's no question he should have had the advantage yesterday.
I want to know what Bibee ate because it wasn't here.
Well, they flew in on Wednesday, right? They worked out Wednesday. Yeah, it was probably something here.
Or it was something on the flight.
Or on the flight.
That's what my guess is, something on the flight.
Yeah.
Want an overreaction from a listener?
Yeah, absolutely.
That game decided my decision on getting the FanDuel app. It was a win or lose. If they won, I was getting the app. If they lost, not getting it.
Really? I saw somewhere the app crashed.
Oh, yeah, it did. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Tough Fridays.
Hot
corner.
That's determining whether or not you want to watch the team. There's 161 more games. Like, you can't let yesterday. Right. Like, yeah, we have a bad taste. No doubt. It happens.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy games at the K.
Yeah.
from the 913, no, you just can't go to the big special KC games. And then from the 913, I believe in you, Dusty. I think you need to get back out there on Saturday.
I mean, you better check with your people out there.
I'm bad luck, dude.
You go out on Saturday, they go 0-2, man. You are public enemy number one. We're on FM now, brother.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they're listening.
Yeah, it can't happen. I got to stay home. I gotta burn some sage. I got to, you know, do some yoga. I got to sacrifice something. Not an animal. I love animals too much.
We're not sacrificing, burning, keeping Dusty out. It's one game.
I'll sacrifice like a horsefly. I'll pull its wings off and let it sit there.
Ooh, yeah, or a mosquito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice every one of those things.
Yeah.
Those suck.
Our backup catcher is better hitter than MJ and Hunter.
Hard to argue that one.
He's right.
I mean, did you hear the ovation Freddie Fermin got yesterday?
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, after he was finished with the receiving line, the fans were still clapping for him. It was awesome. Like, Freddie Fermin got one of the best ovations yesterday.
And then it was like, and Kevin Biggio. Who? Yeah. So, coming up on the other side, we have a question that we want to know the answer to. How did you watch the game yesterday? And there are also still problems with the sport of baseball when it comes to consuming it via the eyeball. We get to it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Dumb luck, Dusty, here on 96.5 The Fan with Fesco and Mac as well. From the 816, Dusty made Joe Boo angry. From the 816, Dusty can go to anything involving KU as far as I'm concerned. Dusty, I trust you more at the K than Hunter Renfro.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Because
you sure about that?
Well, I think Hunter Renfro has more of an impact on the game than you do. No offense or anything like that, but I think he has more of an impact on what can happen on the field than you do.
Yeah.
I saw Dusty throw a first pitch last year.
It's pretty good.
Looked better than
much better than that long guy in the 10th yesterday, right?
Yikes.
I still love extra innings and the way they do it, man. It is
me
great.
Too.
I know we lost it yesterday, but just watching the extra innings and seeing that guy and knowing that the game is going to be over fast either way. And then if you're the home team and you hold the opposition, then, man, you just play for that one run. You just bump the guy over, hope for a sack fly, and finish this thing off, man. It's great. I love it, man. I love the way that baseball has evolved and has changed and has the pitch clock. And there was a pitch yesterday with Reagan's at the beginning of the game, and everybody's like, oh, that's a strike. And we're sitting kind of up in the middle level, and nobody can see, right?
You don't know.
And I'm like, challenge it. And Jen goes, that was only spring training.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, that ABS would be so good in Major League Baseball right now. People would absolutely go crazy for it if they started to do that in the regular season games, because it changes games. Like, what if one of those strikes yesterday was, or balls for that Reagan's threw early on was a strike, and you were able to challenge that? How does that change the whole mindset of Cole Reagan's at that point in time? You know, you're not pressing as much.
Yeah, I was wondering like when they're going to implicate that into the big league
next year at the earliest, I think, which is a fail by Major League Baseball. See, this is where the commissioner needs to put his big boy pants on and say, all right, I'm the commissioner at least for another half year until I screw up this TV thing even more. And I'm going to implement the ABS system. Like, I think the commissioner has like a magic wand where he can, like, you know, kind of do executive orders and that kind of thing. They should have, like, the way that it worked in spring training, guys, was seamless. I can't stress it enough how awesome it was. And yesterday, if you have that in the game and there's a pitch that was close early on for Cole Reagan's, Maybe Salvi could have challenged it. Got looked up at the screen. Oh, yeah, it really was a strike. And then Cole Reagans is feeling better. Like, one pitch does make a big difference. I know people don't want to look at it that way, but one turn into two can turn into five, and all of a sudden you're very frustrated on the mound because you're not getting the calls that you believe you should be getting from the umpire.
I mean, so, there was at least one pitch that was outside that Bobby wanted to tap his cap and couldn't. It's couldn't, just like, damn
yeah,
it, dude.
Yeah.
Why not?
For hitters as well, yeah. Not just Cole Reagans. Yeah, absolutely. It messes you up yeah. when you – he missed that call. Like, you guys have been mad at times, right? And you get frustrated, and then that affects everything
and
else that you do.
And, yep.
Yeah, and you can't get it back for a while. That happens in sports all the time. When a referee misses a call, it does have an impact on that. But to be able to challenge that and get that call correct, that would be great. Baseball, get that in the regular season.
Somebody says Bobby's first strikeout was a ball.
That's what I'm referring to. Yep, that was
that one, yeah.
That was what I'm referring to, yep.
Yeah.
And then from the 314, when does Double A start so we can get our CAGS watch started?
I think this weekend or Monday or so, like really quick. I mean, there's not a lot of time wasted for that. I think it starts on Monday or Tuesday.
Am I allowed to go to Jack Caglione's
absolutely.
Debut?
No.
Okay.
No. Dusty drives to Arkansas and CAGS is out for the year.
Oh, that would be really bad. That'd be so sad.
I turn in my resignation.
I can't do this anymore.
I'm, like, I'm out, man.
Yeah, that would be it for you. You'd be on your way.
You ruin
the future and the current, you know, and the present and the current and the sporting, Casey. Have you been going out to their games recently?
No.
I think they stink. I don't think the fans are real happy with Sporting KC.
Damn.
Yeah,
I think the Burmese clock is starting.
It may be. Yeah,
it may be.
Yeah, it may
go,
be going.
Go
right
read
now,
Sporting
right?
KC Reddit if you're ever bored.
I must be really bored if I'm going to do that.
Or just talk to Rob Britton. He's the soccer guy. Like, what's your thought on the clock starting for Peter Vermees? Oh, that started last year, bud.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah, he's not a pal. He's a bud.
He's a bud.
He's a bud.
Yeah.
But no, I'm interested to know, like, what happened with the game yesterday, how you watched it. Cause Mac and I were walking out yesterday. And he's like, yeah, I think I might go to Maloney's. And I was like, yeah,
Maloney came to the ballpark.
I think
yesterday.
The game.
He may still be there. I don't know.
I'd been to Mac's house and a lot of similarities with mine and his with like the patio set. I was like, dude, you have a TV, put it out on your patio, enjoy your garage time. Go get you a little sixer, and then, you know, when the wife comes home, she joins you, then you make dinner, and then you go watch college basketball. You have to go anywhere. You have to drive anywhere.
Yeah,
you have to
nice.
Uber anywhere.
Yeah.
And then I text him, I was like, so how was the setup? He's like, dude, you nailed it. I was like, you know, I know you're 10 years younger than I am, but I've been 26, almost 27 before. There's no better feeling than that.
Yeah.
But it's that nice
it
outside.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, beautiful day yesterday. Like, the outside TVs are probably going up this weekend.
They have to get
the outdoor patio ready and all that kind of stuff.
You
start
might wait
that.
Until about Tuesday.
Well, see, that's the thing. Sunday's going to blow.
Oh, literally.
I mean, like chunks. Like, it's supposed to be bad. Like, just east of here, too. Like, from St. Louis on east, I mean, it's tornadoes. It is hail. It is wicked weather on Sunday. But Saturday's supposed to be beautiful, right? Saturday's supposed to be a nice day. So.
Somebody says Sporting KC hasn't won in 190 days. I don't know if that's factual, but that's a text.
Well, if that's so, I'm gonna respect the text on that one. I'll buy that.
Okay, 190 days.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But no, watching the game yesterday was with some of the Odyssey people. Carrington and I sat next to each other. I was wondering if he's going to make the game. He did. He actually stole my peanuts.
Oh,
yep. They threw him in the. They were throwing him in the crowd.
Like the free peanuts.
Yeah. His 6'3" ass reached over and picked them.
Oh well, he got in front of you. He didn't steal.
He got positioned.
Yeah, he boxed you out.
He
had his daughter there. He had to do that for her.
Yeah, little lady got. He gave him the kid behind us, which was so perfect.
Oh God.
He gave him the kid. He gave the kid behind us because he brought peanuts in, of course.
Yeah, of course.
It's Carrington. But he brought peanuts in. He caught him, stole them from me, which is funny at the time. And then turns around, gives the kid. He goes, oh, I hate peanuts. Here you go, Mom.
Jeez.
I was like, that's what you get, Carrington. So no, he's going to be on one today on the drive. I can't wait to listen to him because him and I were sitting next to each other. And for about 5 minutes, he just kept saying the same line. What is Hunter Renfroe doing?
Yeah, well, I think
everybody. What is Kyle Isbell doing?
Everybody was uttering those lines at some point yesterday. And if you tried to watch the game, were you able to watch it yesterday? Because MLB TV was down yesterday. And
somebody from the 913 says, I'll say this. The new FanDuel Sports Network app worked great for me.
Okay, great.
From the 816, I watched it on the old Bally channel on DirecTV. I guess it's the FanDuel channel now.
Right. Yeah.
And then another one said, I would still tip my cap just to let the umpires know that you're watching and I disagree.
Honestly. or Or you look at the umpire and you go, next year I'm challenging next that year. There, Rocco.
Knowing those like egotistical umpires. Oh,
they'd hurl you out of the game so fast. So quick. Yeah.
They're so egotistical.
They really are.
So, somebody say it, because I didn't see the game from where I was at from behind the plate, so I'm not on the TV. Did the home plate umpire have a rough day yesterday?
I thought so from the middle deck.
Yeah.
Middle deck, not Maloney's deck, but the middle deck.
The middle level there, yeah, watching Maloney entertain the crowd. But no,
it was a little wider.
It seemed like, you know, people were not happy with the balls and strikes
here and there, for sure.
And all that
from
kind
the 660, of stuff. DirecTV worked great.
Yeah, it did. I had the DirecTV app because we had to leave early to go to my daughter's first high school game last night, which was wonderful.
How'd that go?
It was great. Yeah. She played well. It was Yay. Fun. You know, I just love watching her
God,
play.
God, were you asleep?
Know?
I said, you had a long day.
I didn't get home until about 9 o'clock.
I was talking to my buddy about it. I was like, Bob had him a day, man. He was here, there, everywhere. Like, you were like a Dr. Seuss character.
Today's pretty much the same way, too, here than to Lawrence for another memorial service today for Bob Davis. God rest his soul.
R.I.P., man.
I mean, one of the best of all time.
Swish!
I mean, I love Bob. I loved working with Bob. Bob would sleep on my couch from time to time back in the day when he would do the Royals and have to be on KMBZ.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, they'd go to extra innings. And back in those days, Mac, there was no ghost runner. And so sometimes extra innings would take days to finish. And Bob would go, hey, Bobby, can I crash on the couch? I'm like, yeah, sure you can. And it was never Bob to me. He was always either Bobby or Robert. And I just love Bob Davis. His voice, his excitement, his calls, KU, the Royals. Him and Split were wonderful in the booth together. They were just a great team on TV. They were just marvelous, marvelous human beings. And Bob was just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. And today's going to be tough for, I think, a lot of people because we all love Bob Davis. I don't think you'll find somebody who didn't like Bob Davis. And if you didn't like Bob, man, that's on you because he was just a generous, great human being, always welcoming, always caring, always asking about how people are doing, like just a genuine, nice guy. And behind the microphone, he was just magic, man. Good! Swish! I mean, like, God, the calls will just resonate to the day I pass away.
Respect the text.
Somebody said, I had to work yesterday, so I listed on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports.
There you go.
Hell yeah. How about it?
There you
How
go.
About
and it is available on the Odyssey app. All the games are available on the Odyssey app. If you're within 75 miles of Kansas City, you can listen for free on the Odyssey app. So we've got that going for you. But I guess it was just MLB.TV that was down. Because like I said, I had to watch it on the DirecTV app once I got to the soccer game. Because the MLB TV app was down. We all downloaded it for free from T-Mobile the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it all didn't work. So MLB's got to get that thing figured out. The one thing you have to have as a sports league, you got to have your TV product working, especially now with streaming where there's so many people that are just kind of dipping their toe. They're anti-streaming. They don't want to embrace it. And then stuff like that happens yesterday or that Tyson fight with the Netflix and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
You better make sure if you're offering these streaming services, I don't want to hear about technicalities and technical issues and all that kind of stuff. Get it figured out ahead of time. Get it figured out years before you're ready to launch this thing so you don't have these problems because it just riles everybody up and you get the, I told you they should have never left regular TV. And it just becomes a pain in the ass. Get it figured out, man.
Respect the text.
The umpire behind home plate looked like he knew Dusty was in the stands. We had George Brett on the show. What he said about Jack Caglione and MJ Melendez might open your eyes after one game. Just one game. But hey, George Brett said it, so it's truth. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.